mevorach. First you're supposed to make the whole hamoitzi. The yachat krach betzei, and then you cut the bread. There's an inyan always to make the bracha on a sholem, a whole piece of a whole piece of challah. Allah has brought down who would in if you have even a piece. If you have, let's say, two pieces of bread in front of you, and one is sliced in half, and one is a whole piece of bread, there's inyan to make the bracha on the whole piece. So you're supposed to make the bracha on this piece, and make the whole bracha, and then cut it. Tiachakas betzayim. So Gemara Nadoi Yavdik Rabchir. Nadoi is like Rabchir that used to make the bracha, and Bishas making the bracha, they would cut the bread. Rabbanan Avdik Rabba. But the Rabbanan did like Rabba, that means first they made the whole Hamoitzi, and then they cut the bread. Omer Ravina, Omer Li Ein. Ravina said, my mother told me, Avok, that means his father, Ovid Krabchir. Did like Rabchir. The Omer Rabchir, Tzara Shatich LaBrachim Apat. Hey, he held you're supposed to make the bracha and cut the bread while you're making the bracha. Because he holds there'll be too much of a hefstick in between. If you're to make the whole bracha first and then go to cut it, there's a hefstick between the bracha and the eating. Therefore, b'chiyas svariz, I've had to start making the bracha when it's shalom. But while you're making the bracha, cut it, because when you're finished, you'll be able to eat right away. And was at the Gemara of Rabbanan though, Avdik Rava. Rabbanan did like Rava, that's first they made the whole hamoitzi, and then they sliced the bread. So the Gemara of Hilchos Kerova, the Locher is like Rova. The Yomah Mevorech Yachakas Betzayah, that we hold you're supposed to make the whole Hamoitzi when the bread is still shalom, and after you finish the Moitzi, then you cut it. So Tosafot speaks out that there's a minig of Hanan Shabbos. Some people before they make the Moitzi usually make a lulav of a slice, like you cut a little bit. And a pshat is that you cut a little bit, but the bread is still shalom. You could pick it up on both sides of it. It's still called the whole bread. But the mile of cutting a little bit is that when you finish making the mitzi, you won't have to have such a big hefsig. Like, wait so long, you made the mitzi, now you first have to start cutting it, and then eating it, it takes time. So they said, mamayit, in the time, some minig is to make a little cut before, then you make the mitzi, then you finish cutting. So that's the minig, I always hold the minig is that's very hard, because you start looking for that place, you start to cut, you waste more time that way. You could either make a new cut anyway. So I call upon the best way is to make the whole Hamoitzi first, and then you start cutting. Right. Itma, hevi yolufneyem tisim ushmein. You have in front of you a piece of bread, and you have a sholem, a whole challah in front of you. Omer rafuna mevorach alav tisim. Rafuna holds, and this is vayta, in the case where you can eat both of them. Avad, if you only can eat one, so pshit, to just make the bracha what you're going to eat. Here's a question with both in front of you, when you're going to eat both. Now, which is more chashuv to make the bracha on? So, Rafuna says you can do whichever one you want. Mevorach alav tisim, even on the broken piece, or poiter es hashleimim. You make the mitzvah on the broken one, and that part is the shalom. We have Yechanan Amma, no, we hold like a Yechanan, Amma Shleima Mitzvah Min Amukha. The Mitzvah Min Amukha to make the bracha on the shalom on a whole piece of bread, or on a whole buklich. There's an inyan to make the mitzvah on. Even though the piece is much bigger, and the smaller one is shalem, there's a mile of shleima. Shleima mitzvah min amukha. Avok, yeah. Is it Rashi? Rashi? No. Rashi, psisim l'shleinim amur apuna, im rotsa mevorach ala psisim. If you want to, you can make the bracha on the cut piece. The im ha psisim gedolim in hashleimim, in a case where the broken one is bigger, then tzalach mevorach alayim. As according to Rapuna, there's no mile of shalem. So Mela, if you have a bigger piece, it's more covered to make the mitzvah and a bigger piece of bread. So where the psisim, the cut pieces, are bigger, Ravun holds you should make the bracha on the cut pieces. But Allah, we hold like Rav Yechon, it says no. Shleimas mitzvah namukha. We have two pieces in front of you. One is a whole piece, even though it's smaller, still make the bracha on the shalom. Zot Gemara. Avo prusa shochitin. Let's say you have a piece of bread from a wheat bread. Ushleimah min aferim. And the whole bread, the whole challah is made out of barley, then divrei hakam mevorach ala prusa, shochitim, or poises hashleima, shol soyrim. Then avad, you should make the bracha on the cut piece of bread, since it's made from chitim, because chitim is more chashiv than firm than barley. His wheat bread is more chashiv than barley bread. And avad, the wheat bread is more chashiv than rye bread. But our rye bread is not really rye bread. Our rye bread is, I think, 80% still wheat. Flour, just has a little bit, 20% maybe rye in it. So it would still be called like wheat bread. A little tzui, you have one piece of challah, and you have a whole cornbread or a whole rye bread just made out of rye, then you would make the bracha on the psisim, on the cut piece. Because chitim, wheat, is more chashiv than barley. And avad, the wheat is more chashiv than the other ones, rye and oats. Omer Rav Yirmi Bar Abba. So the Yirmi Bar Abba Kitanoi, this machlokes, it's Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan, whether you have a cut piece of bread or a whole piece of bread, which one should make the bracha on, he wants that some machlokes tanoim, who we hold like. What's the machlokes? Kitanoi. Tormin, botzel, cotton, sholem, avoloi, chati, botzel, godl. Shalom, when you want to give truma, you have a lot of onions. You want to take out one onion to give to the kohen. So the first one he holds, take out a small onion, a beard sholem, a whole full onion, take out even though it's small, and not take a half of a big one. Even though the half is much bigger than the small one, still sholem is a mila. Always take the sholem, give that first. And there's an onion by truma to give the nicest one to the kohen. Rabbi Yehuda Raina, not loy, ki elachatzi batzo godl, he else no. Even though it's cut, but since it's bigger, it's better, give the bigger one. You see, this is the machlokes. What's more chashiv? Is a sholem, a whole one, chashiv? Or is a cut one, a chashiv? So the more my labo kimiflugid. The ma'asav a chashiv odis, the mouth is bigger, that's chashiv. Well, ma'asav a sholem odis. But Tanakhama says, no. Since the small onion, but a bee, it's sholem, it's whole, that's more chashiv. The same machlokes, the by Hilkos Brachis. You have a piece of bread, a big slice of a big slice, or a small whole bread, which is odis, will be this machlokes. So the more not could be it's not only. The more hey chodika koyin, when you have a koyin in front of you that you're gonna be mad for truma now and give it right away to the koyin, is kula yamaloi pligi the choshev odis. Avada the choshev is more better. Ki pligi the leka koyin. Where's the machlokes? Where there's no koyin here. The tanan. Komokim sheesh koyin, wherever you have a koyin there, turn him in a yofa. Avada give him the yofa, give him the nice one. The chomokim shein koyim, wherever koyim is not there, then terem mina miskayim. There's an inyan to give truma for something that's miskayim, that will stay. Because you don't have a koyim right now. You can have to wait a week or two till you meet up with a koyim. So if you take it, something's going to run away, by the time you give it to him, it's going to be running. So then there's an inyan to take off truma from a davar miskayim. We have Yudu Aymen, no, ain't terem mina mina yofa still. Even though the koyim is not here, still you could give from the yofa. So it's a new svara by Truma, what's better to give, but doesn't have to do with our shalom between a bracha on a sholem or on a cut piece. See Rashi? Rashi, b'mokim sheyesh koyin v'noitz aloy miyad, give to him right away. B'mokim shein koyin, then sorachli yisvar shasniyenu. If you don't have a koyin around where you live, you have to hold on to the Truma until you're going to find a koyin. Achi imtza koyin lutnu loy. V'chatzi botz loy mitkayim, and a half of an onion doesn't stay so fresh. So this was an onion to give an onion sholim. So the chur is still a stira though. According to this gemara here now, when you have a kain in front of you, what do you give to him? You give him the more chashiv, the bigger one. So chur is still you see a bigger piece is more chashiv than a sholim piece. So Tosfos speaks out here. The middle place is kol heicha dika kain kliyama pligi chashiv adit. And he'd le'el come up sitzin gedolim u'shleim katanim b'varach ala shleimim. Even though here by Hilchos Brachos we say it's better to make the bracha on the sholem. Haynu dafka lebracha. That's only a svar on bracha. Le'yichpas leish yivarach begodol. The lam yivarach begodol hayod v'yena nakim is there. It's not any better than this one. Shall how he goes here. Avagav benistim le'kayin ikanat kusad itin le'hagod la'chash etfei tenichalei. First thing, the svara here is that by a kohen, what does he want better? The metzias, he would rather have a bigger piece. I enjoy to have longer from it. But since I have it more, I've added the kohen would like to have a bigger piece. My shenkin, my hilchos bracha is not telling you how much you can have, because you have as much as you want in front of you. It's a shal of what the bracha should be chal on. There we hold the svara shalom is a chshivas. Even though Mitzchil the Gemara wanted to make a tushtel, but the maskana is that there's no tushtel. What he gives to a kohen is a svar what the kohen wants better. The kohen wants more. He's right there. He'd rather have a bigger piece. Mashenkin for bracha, that's a svar what's the more chashiv the chetzer. What's more chashiv? That we still hold sholem. The thing is whole. That's more. That's better. That's where we hold mikra adin that a small piece, a big piece, and a whole piece of a whole small. The sholem is other. So the Gemara though, Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok of Yirei Shemayim, somebody wants to be Machmet Yirei Shemayim, Yoytzi Yirei Shneim. He should be Yoytzi both Shittis. Both Rav Huna that says make the bracha on the Pesitzim, on the cut, and both Rav Yechon says make the bracha on the Sholem. How do you do it? The Sunsi Imani, who is this? That's Yetzir Boshitis, Ma Bred Ravina. Why the Ma Bred Ravina, Meniach Prusa B'Tech HaShleima. When he had these two pieces in front of him, he used to hold both in his hand. He would hold the Sholem, and this big slice he would also put underneath it. His Meniach Prusa, he put the big slice, B'Tech HaShleima, under the Sholem. U'Batzeya, and he made the bracha on both, and he's Batzeya. So what was he Batzeya from? Rashi learns, Rashi Yotzi de Shneim, Yidei Machlekes Sharafun of Rav Yechnin. The old Yerushimayim should be Yotzi both Shittis, that he takes the big slice and the Sholem together. Rashi Meniach Prusa Taka Fashleima, the Nimsu Shteim B'Yodi, he's holding both of them, Mishas is making the bracha. U'Batzeya, which one does he cut from? That Rashi Oymishteim, either he cuts from both of them, Oyminashleima, or else he cuts from the Sholem. Because Mikir Adin, we hold the Sholem, that's the Milo. Now, we Yotzi, they Shneim, we're also Yotzi Rafunishita to hold the big slice in your hand. But the Iker HaLacha is just to hold the Sholem. Let's say you can't hold, for some reason, you can't hold two in your hand. Or rather, you should make the Mitzvah of the Iker on the Sholem, on the whole piece. So if you could hold both pieces, it should be Yotzi, they Shneim. Tomorrow, Tony, Tona, Kaimed, Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok. Also, Meniach HaPrusi, take the big slice, B'Teich HaShleim, under the whole piece of bread. U'Batzeya, and you cut. O Mavorach, and he makes a bracha. O Malay, Mashi, Mechi, Yisim, what's your name? O Malay, Shalman, my name is Shalman. O Malay, Sholomato. You're Sholin, Vishalma, Mishnasecha. And your learning is also like Sholom, like peaceful. Shesam to Sholom, Beinat Tamidim. That you're making Sholom between this Machlekes, Rafun, and Rav Yechinin. Like you're doing right, like both Shittas together. It's a Machlekes, you have a big slice and a whole piece of bread. Which one is Odif? Ravuna says make on the big slice, and Ravuna says make on the sholem, and he did like both. Omer Rav Pop, and Aloch is brought on us like that. The Metchidli should make a bracha on both of them. But right, it is only when you have da'at to eat from both of them, and they're both the same min, they're both from wheat. Omer Rav Pop, Hakel Moedim Bepesach, Bepesach Benayit, what do we make the Moedzi on? Shemeniach Prusa, Poterich HaShleimah. You're supposed to be shash, you make the mitzvah, you hold the half of the matzah with the sholei matzah. U'batzeya. You make like you cut from both of them, you make the mitzvah in both of them. My timer, lechemoni ksiv. Because Pesach B'nai is supposed to have lechemoni, said Rashi, v'dak v'shaloni b'prusa. How does an oni usually eat? He usually eats a prusa, a piece of bread. Lefizach tzarech sheyiro k'batzeya min aprusa. You have to look as if you're cutting from the prusa. That's why the Pesach B'nai, we make the mitzvah, we hold both the sholem and the prusa. The mitzvah we do is we hold all, we make the mitzvah, we hold all three, because then you have to have lechem mishnah for the mitzvah. When it comes to make al achilas matzah, we put down the bottom one and then we hold just the top two. Amar Rav Abba, u'v'shabbes chayiv odim l'tzoyash tekikras. On Shabbos, you have to make the moitzi on two pieces of bread, two sholem, two whole chalis. My timer, lechem mishnah ksiv. The terrace of lechem mishnah, a double lechem. Omer Rabashi, chazin ele Rav Kana, dinoket harti, hitaka held two chalis in his hand, or batzeya chode, but he only cuts from one. That's usually our minig, but we only slice one. The gross, Meister Rav Nagurin, the gross used to cut from both chalis. The chur of Nizgmar is mash, what you have to do, just put say a chodah, you cut from one chali. Rab Zero, Hevi Botso, Akuli Shirusa. When he cut the slice of bread, he cut off a nice big slice to eat, enough to eat for the whole meal. Trash Akuli Shirusa, Prusik Verli, cut a nice big slice challah, piece of slice of challah, Shoyedele, the cholah suda b'Shabbos, not for the whole suda on Shabbos. Omle Ravina Rav Ashi. Ravina told Rav Ashi, because Mitzchazik Rasanusa. You take such a big piece, it looks like a chal, like a Rasanus, like a chazer. It's too big to have such a big piece in front of you. Omle, he answered back, Kivun the chol yoyma. Like Kovet Halchi, since ever, in the middle of the week, I don't take such a big slice. I'm going to take a small slice of bread. Read the Kovet, but only on Shabbos. I take such a big slice, like Mitzchazik Rasanusa. It's not nearer like I'm Stama Fresa, no, it's nearer as Kovet HaShabbos. Kovet HaShabbos, I'll take like a double portion for Shabbos, that's Kovet HaShabbos. Eat nice, and a lot on Shabbos is Kovet Shabbos. But Rav Ami Rav Asi, ki havi misram ilu rifta the Aruva. Whenever they used to make an Erev, either an Erev Chateres, or else an Erev Tavshilin, so they used to use a matzah for it, is Mavorach in Aleha Moitz Lechem in Oretz. one of the Sudas on Shabbos, they would use it to make the Maitzi with it on Shabbos. Amri, Hoyov Yisabit, Bei Mitzvah, Chodah, since I did one Mitzvah with this Matzah, with this Kala, I made an Erev with this Matzah, there's never Bei Mitzvah Achrit, there's no need to use it to do another Mitzvah with it. So Rashi learns, Yisrael Yeruba, She'ir Buboy Esma, Lubi Chatzeris. You made an Erev Chatzeris on Erev Shabbos. The law is, as long as you have the matzah at the beginning of Shabbos, it's already matzah the whole Shabbos. So you're allowed to eat the matzah in the middle of Shabbos. Even though now in the middle of Shabbos the matzah is not here, it doesn't make a difference. Once at the beginning of Shabbos, the hetter Ruvi Chatzeris was chal, so you're allowed to eat the matzah even if it's not here. And some learned it's talking about the Ruvi Tashilin. That's what you should do usually. Come a Yontif, and then it comes out a Friday, then a Yontif Friday, then Shabbos. You make an Erev Tavshil, then you use it that matzah for Shalosh Shodis to use it for one of the Lecha Mishnas.
Omarat, Tel Baruch, Ein Tzorach Lebaruch. If somebody already made a Moitzi Lechem in Or,